Assemblyman Michael Kearns says documents acquired by the Freedom of Information Law reveal that over a three-year period, from mid-2013 through mid-2016, 76 patients with the Buffalo Psychiatric Center died. He has also expressed concern for a violent attack within the center late last month that left three employees injured. He's asking acting local U.S. Attorney James Kennedy to look into the matter. Kearns is also renewing his opposition to a Cuomo administration plan to close the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center, transferring the young patients into a new facility on the Buffalo Psychiatric Center campus.
And what the governor has shown here is that he does not want to talk to the media or to the public unless it's something that he wants to advocate for, whether it's Uber or raise the age. It's funny because he wants to take children in the criminal justice system and he wants to segregate them and not keep them in a criminal justice setting. But if you're in the mental health system, you're going to be segregated with adults. The policy does not make sense.
The Justice Center for the Protection of People with Special Needs, from where Kearns acquired the documents, disputes the numbers, saying most were causes other than abuse or neglect, and many involved outpatient or non-residential patients. The State Office of Mental Health emailed WBFO, saying only 13 deaths occurred within the questioned time span at the center. Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo did not speak with broadcast reporters during his visit to Buffalo Tuesday, but he insisted to the Buffalo News that the new children's center, when opened, will be bigger and safer and will keep the youth and adult patients separated. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.